Blog Talk Radio.
Call me Mr. Nasty. I need a hat before I dig up in a nap. Because if I don't strap it, I might be your baby daddy. Come to me, run to me fast. The way you're running to me, got all my haters mad at me. The tongue tickles, the lip nibble. I look around on your middle, and that's enough to make your hips shiver. You're about to bust by the way that your lips quiver. Got you so wet, you need a bridge like the James River. Thanks, baby, you let me live like my main nigga. I'm trying to cut, I ain't trying to be your main nigga. I come through, but you come quicker. And I could use a double dose. Should've bought another dame with you. You burnt out, should've bought another plane with you. Rising like a horse, should've bought a set of reins with you.
It is a Tuesday night, it's Wednesday night, 10:03, and you know what time it is. It's time for Sound Off Forums, and I'm your host, George Beverly Jr., kicking to you once again. I hope you had a wonderful day, and if you didn't, I pray that you did. I'm going to go ahead and get started. We have a special guest tonight. I'm so excited, so we're going to get started with, you know, start what we always do. And then we'll get into the interview. You can follow me on Facebook at george.mango.904. You can also follow me on my official website, which is soundoffforums.com.org.net. That's three F's and an S at the end. You can also follow me at on Twitter at hashtag soundoffforums, soundoff97413. And if you'd like to call in tonight, the number to call in is 347-989-1014. And as we always do with Ephesians 6:6-13 in the New King James Version, not with eye service as man pleasers, but the service of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether be bond or free. And your masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your Lord, that your master is also in heaven. Neither is there a respect of the persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, and against of spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having all done to stand, and let the church say, Amen. Just to let everybody know, if you want to chat in the chat room, you have to log in with a name. It can be a fictional name or whatever, or you can log in with your Twitter or your Facebook, but it has to be, if you'd like to join in the chat room. If you are a guest, you can't really chat in the room. Okay, so tonight's guest, Ms. Robin Kinsner, is an award-winning reality TV star, featured on Bravo TV, Millionaire Matchmaker. She also was on Extra, The Soup, Chelsea's Lately, and also on E! Special 50 Super Episode TV Moments, and Mob Wives on VH1. Robin was awarded a Soup Award in Hollywood, honoring the best reality TV, and also pop culture, along with Kim Kardashian, Kate Middleton, and NeNe Leakes. She was top 10 reality TV moments of 2011. She also hosts parties. She makes personal appearances and was a celebrity guest host on Wilberg Film Festival. She also is a famous thinker in New York City, which is a PR world, and she owns Harter PR, named number one beauty PR according to Google. Without further ado, Robin, are you there?
It's Robin. Hi.
Hello.
And I would love to talk to you guys, so if there's any callers, I'd love to talk. And I'm so honored to be on your show, George. Like, I'm a big fan of you, and I love your show. I listen to it every week, and, you know, I'm just so happy to be here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Can you go ahead? I know I kind of gave you a small intro, but could you, you know, clarify some things that you're doing right now that we're not aware of? Just, you know, introduce yourself a little bit better than I did.
Okay, so I was the star of Millionaire Matchmaker on seasons 4, 5, and 6. I've also been on E! Super Epic TV Moments, Mob Wives, The Soup, Chelsea Lately. I won a Soup Award in Hollywood for the best in reality TV. And right now I'm coming out with a new show. It's called The Real Bitches of New York. And the reason it's called The Real Bitches of New York is because it's all about these fabulous Upper East Side women who pamper and spoil their dogs. So it's like a double entendre. You know, the female dog is a bitch, so we're the real bitches of New York. And, you know, we're doing crazy stuff on the show. Like, I'm throwing Bruiser a very small, tasteful birthday party, only $250,000. And when I talk about it, it's a surprise party. So I cover his ears and my hands when I'm talking about it. And, you know, there's a lot of drama going on between me and the other girls. One of the girls is named Keisha Nichols. She used to be on Basketball Wives. Another woman is named Ruth Katz. She was on Millionaire Matchmaker with me. She's really rich and really crazy. And then another one is Tamai. She's a stylist, and she's super cute and very stylish, and she has a really cute dog named Dauphine Bijou Bourbon, and she totally pampers and spoils her. She takes her own wine glass to fashion shows, and, you know, Dauphine only drinks sparkling water. So it's going to be a great show. It's currently being bid on by 2 major networks, and I'm so excited because it's going to be picked up. And, you know, I can't wait to get back to TV and just do what I love, which is entertaining people, making them laugh, and uplifting them.
Oh, awesome. That sounds great. Okay, so tell me your 2 dogs.
Oh, Bruiser and Paris Hilton.
So one's a boy and one's a girl?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm not really familiar with dogs because I don't have any dogs.
You should get one. They are, like, amazing. Like, you walk in your house, and they greet you like they just won the lottery because they're home. They're just like, they're nature's Prozac. They're like the best thing in the world. I love my dog so much.
Okay, so my first question is this. I see on, I'm on IMDb, and I see that you were on the Ricky Lake show for rude behavior. What was that all about?
Well, okay, when I was 17, I was an intern at the Ricky Lake show. So I just loved Ricky Lake, and I was so happy to be there. So they had me do, like, different things every week. Like, one week I was doing travel, the other week I was doing audience, and I was really close to my producer, David. So one day he called me into his office. He's like, Robin, are you feeling outgoing today? I go, oh, God, what are you going to make me do? So he said, one of the actors called in sick, so you have to play her part. I'm like, okay. So basically, they made me go to New York at lunchtime in a can of camera type episode, and like I'd have to just be rude to people and just see their reaction. So I did that, and it was pretty awesome because I was on the Ricky Lake show going into my senior year of college. So when it was September and I was in my senior year in Brandeis, I was like the big celebrity on campus because I was on Ricky Lake. So I was actually a reality star kind of before I was a reality star in college on Ricky Lake.
Okay, so we have a caller, and you know how we do it on the show when we got a caller. Here it is.
Robin.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, caller. Sound off Farms. Can you please tell me your name and where you're from?
This is Bobby. I'm from Madison, New Jersey.
Oh, hi, Bobby. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm so happy you called.
Okay, so my question is, I'm a college student, and I know you're big on a PR entrepreneur, and I was wondering if you had any advice for a college student looking to go into public relations in the city.
Well, here's my advice. Do what you love, because if you do what you love, work doesn't seem so much like work. It seems like fun. And I'd much rather be a very passionate, very successful PR person rather than like a boring accountant. So, you know, there's a lot of people putting outside influence on you. Like your parents might say, like, oh, get a job at the post office. It's good benefits. And, like, if you want to be in PR, you know, your friends might say, oh, get a job doing so-and-so. Don't listen to them. Listen to your inner voice. If you're very passionate about PR, do PR. Because if you do what you love and you do what you're passionate about, there's no way you can't be successful. It's like a done deal. So just do what you love and listen to your inner voice.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Robin.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye,
Sydney.
Bye-bye.
George?
Another caller? Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello? Welcome to Sound Off Farms. Can you please say your name and where you're from, please? Hello?
Hi.
Oh, he hung up. Person hung up.
Some people
Hello?
Get nervous.
Yeah. Welcome to Sound Off Farms. Can you tell me your name and where you're from, please?
Hi, it's Jeffrey from Australia. How are you?
Jeffrey!
Good, how are you doing?
Hi,
how
Robin,
are
how are you? I'm
good.
Really well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I can't believe you
so
called in from Australia. I love you.
Sorry?
You're awesome.
My question is, there are so many of my friends, you know, from when I used to live in New York, are, like, desperately trying to date in the city. And, you know, you're a woman of the world now. Do you have any advice for my single friends? And for me, actually, too.
Jeffrey, I hate to tell you this, but you're asking the wrong girl. I've had to go to Patty Stanger 3 times without any major success. So I am like the last person you should be asking for dating advice. But, you know, I'll tell you, the best thing you can do is just be yourself. Because I've had so many guys, and I'm like, oh, what are you looking for in a woman? And they said the sexiest thing a person can have is confidence. So just be very confident in yourself and your own abilities, and love yourself. And don't act like you're married till you're married. I think until you're married, you should date three people at once. It's called a pair and a spare. So if one guy drops out of the rotation, you have two guys to fall back on, so you don't act so desperate about the first guy. So I always try to date three guys at once. There's one in my bedroom right now. He's waiting till I'm done with the radio show.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, exactly. So, you know, just, you know, play the field until you meet the one. And I have a feeling you're a very special guy, and you're a very good-looking guy, and you're a very smart guy, and you're a very successful guy. So you hold out till you find that one. But until you find that one, just, you know, be with guys who appreciate you and love you, and just be confident because you know you're amazing. So just let them know you're amazing, and then that's it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Robin. That's amazing advice.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Sydney. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Robin, I have to ask you a question before I take another caller. You said at least date three guys at one time?
Date three guys. It's called a pair and a spare. So you know how sometimes, like, women – you know, they hook up with a guy and they get so into them. They're like, I want a boyfriend. I want to get married. And then they get so whiny and annoying. So if you date three guys, right, you don't get so whiny or annoying about any one guy, because if one guy is a jerk to you, you just, like, drop them from the rotation and you have two guys to fall back on. So it's a really good way of women or fabulous gay men maintaining a sense of self and not acting like totally desperate.
So if a man was to do that, it would be okay?
If a man is not married, it would be okay. I think until you're married, you can be single. And a lot of people don't realize that. They're like, if they have a boyfriend, they act like they're married. And then the boyfriend leaves them. So act like you're single until you're actually married.
Okay. All right, we got another caller. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Hello, caller. What was on our forms? Can you please say your name and where you're from?
It's Tara from Dallas.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
How you know I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great.
You know I had to call in for Robin because I've seen every episode of The Millionaire Matchmaker with the BBW. So I'm calling from the BBW community, giving Robin a shout-out.
Awesome.
I was really excited to see you on the first one, and I think, you know, I watch a lot of Bravo. You're probably portrayed a certain way, but here is my question, because I think we have the same problem.
Okay.
How did you feel about them trying to put you into, like, a little BBW bubble and then saying, this guy, this hot guy, is out of your league?
Oh, my God. I'm so happy you asked that question. Okay, first of all, can I just tell you, I didn't realize it till last week, but last week I got invited to a very nice fashion showroom, and they were giving me free clothes because I'm a celebrity. And I'm like, you know, I've never gotten free clothes before, and I'm new to this. And they couldn't believe that I've never gotten free clothes. They go, you are the only plus-size girl on Bravo. And until that point, I didn't even think of it like that, because I just think of myself as me. I don't think of myself as representing the plus-size community or anything like that. I'm the only plus-size girl they've ever allowed on Bravo. So it's like, you know, there's a certain stereotype that plus-size people have in the media. Like, there's a very Melissa McCarthy-like type where it's like plus-size people are, you know, jolly and sexless and ugly and the frumpy best friend. But in real life, like 60% of the people in America are overweight. So guess what? We're not all frumpy, jolly best friends. I'm the star of my own life, and I have a feeling you are too. And a lot of girls are, and a lot of plus-size girls date hot guys, because you know what? Hot guys, they love real boobs and real asses. So as a result, you know that, because I date a lot of hot guys. I date ugly guys, too. It's not like I'm only going for a hot guy. So they tried to put me in this stereotype, like, I'm like this plus-size girl, which means I'm ugly, which means I can't get a guy as hot as the plumber. When in real life, the plumber did not graduate from community college. I graduated from top college, and I have a law degree. I have a great career. He was actually working as a waiter in a sushi restaurant. And, you know, he's handsome and he has muscles, but, you know, he's kind of a loser. So it's like they were making it seem like I can't get this loser, when meanwhile I get guys that look like him that run companies, that own airlines. So it's like, you know, Bravo tried to put me in that box, and they edited me into a Melissa McCarthy-type stereotype, which I have no control over the editing. However, I know that the smart BBWs out there saw through the editing. They saw what a nice person I am. And just the fact that they have a plus-size girl on Bravo, I think means a lot to people. And the fact that, you know, I'm very self-conscious about it now, the way I portray myself, because I never thought of myself as being a role model to people. But now I realize all the BBWs who contacted me after I was on the show, I'm totally a role model to them. So I try to conduct myself in a way that's classy and good, and I don't try to fall into that stereotype. Editing, I can do nothing about because I'm not the editor of the show. However, I feel like the more I'm on TV, the more Bravo gains respect for me. And if you see the difference between the first episode and the second episode just now, it's like a world of difference, the way in which they treated me and the way in which they respected me. And I feel like the more plus-size women on TV, the more BBWs will get respect because – you know, I don't know if you guys know about, like, BBW, you know, pay websites and stuff like that, but guys search for BBW porn more than they search for straight-size porn, and that's because real men like women with real boobs, real butt. They don't like girls that look like little boys with silicone in them, you know? So I think the guys that I date, they love my body, and that means that they love your bodies. And the stereotype that they put across on magazines and TV is that you won't get a boyfriend unless you're a size 2, which is ridiculous because none of the guys I date, they would break a size 2 because they're so, like, hunky and cute. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think, you know, I think the more I'm on TV, the better it is for me, the better it is for BBWs, and I think more plus-size people should be on TV. One person I love is Rebel Wilson because I feel like she's plus-size. She's in movies, but she doesn't fall into that stereotype. She's just super beautiful, super cool. And actually, last night I modeled at a fashion show. It was all plus-size women, and it was like with Emmy and Rosie Mercado and Lizzie Miller and all these like plus-size icons. And it was just such a celebration of girl power. So I think you know, the more plus-size women on TV, the better it is for everybody.
I agree.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to miss you.
Okay. You got me. Bye.
Okay. Bye. You know, Robin, you made an excellent point. Listeners, I'm going to get to your phone calls in a second. I know you're holding on. I thank you. But Robin, I want to thank you for saying that because a lot of people do look at you as a role model because you are a person that has been on TV and been on TV multiple times, and you're not you carry yourself a certain way, and a lot of people have said to me when I talk about you, well, some people say, well, she made fat girls look bad and desperate, but once again, we have. I tell them you have to look at what the TV is about. They're not going to give you a straight-up view of who she really is. They always make a person of size look differently. So I'm glad you really explained yourself on that point.
Totally.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to take another call. My friend Brooke. Hi, Brooke from Utah. She says, beautifully said. So just to let you know.
Oh, thank you, Brooke. You're so sweet.
Okay, so I'm taking another call. Hello, caller, welcome to Sound Off Forums. Can you please say your name and where you're from, please?
Hi.
Hello?
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 Yes. Yes, you're on.
Who's that? Hi, good evening. This is Roger from Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
Roger, hi. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're so welcome. I would like you to talk a little bit about, like, if you were just going to get to know people just to expand your friendship base, and that's part one. And I would also like to know, how do you talk to people that are negative and not become negative?
Okay, well, here's the thing, Roger. Whether you're a famous person or a non-famous person, you always have negative influences in your life, you know? And the thing is, you can choose whether to focus on those negative voices or whether to focus on those positive voices in your life. I know I'm great. I know I'm pretty. I know I'm sweet. I know I'm a good person. So, you know, it bothers me when people on Twitter say, you know, bad stuff about me, but I know exactly who I am, so I don't let it get to me. So I think part of the reason people like me on Millionaire Matchmaker is because I face such negative forces, and I just kind of rose above the negative forces. I know who I am. I know I'm pretty. I get cute boys. And if anyone says differently, then screw them. You know what I mean? And as far as friendship goes, a lot of different types of people have reached out to me since I've been on Millionaire Matchmaker, and I've totally loved all the different kinds of people who've reached out to me. I love my fans so much, and it means so much to me that they reach out to me.
Wonderful. Yeah, it seems that sometimes people are negative, and I'm having a good day. I'm thinking good things.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, the negative tries to ruin my day. And I don't want to be about that. You know, the world has a lot of that anyway, and I would rather move on to positive influences that I could do something with, a form of empowerment, rather than to get sucked into the negative vibration thing that, you know... I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Roger,
or
let
not.
Me tell you a story. Let's say you and I walk into a party, right? And there's a couple fighting, and the girl's crying, and the guy's yelling, and I'm looking at that, right? And then there's another couple that's making out, and they're dancing, and they're laughing, they're having a great time, and you're looking at that. So then you and me leave the party. And I go, that was such a horrible party. Everyone was having such a bad time. You go, what are you talking about, Robin? That was a great party. Everyone was kissing and dancing and laughing. And the truth is, we're both right. And life is the party. So you can focus on negative stuff or positive stuff. In my life, I choose to focus on the positive stuff. So you can always focus on, you know, morons who tell you you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, or you can know in your heart, I'm cool enough, I'm pretty enough, I'm smart enough. So I choose to focus on the people that are not bad-mouthing me. And the people that bad-mouth me, guess what? You're a moron, and I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
So
go,
that's
girl.
The attitude I want you to have, sweetie pie.
Was that a question?
That's the attitude I want you to have, Roger. Anyone that is a hater, just leave them alone. Don't focus on them. Focus on the positive in life, the beautiful things in your life, the good things in your life.
Very good. That's a great idea, and I'm glad I asked.
Awesome.
Thanks.
It was great talking to you, sweetie pie.
Same here.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Sound Off Forums. Can you please say your name and where you're from?
Doug Bookbinder, Greenwich.
Say that again?
Doug Bookbinder, Greenwich.
Oh, okay. What's
Hi, Doug.
What's up, Robin?
How are you? Do you have a question for me?
I just wanted to say hi because I saw your post.
Oh, hi, Doug.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'll be in town tomorrow, so I got to say your answers have been awesome.
Oh, thank you,
sweetie
pie.
I've been on hold for a pretty long time.
Oh, I appreciate you calling in, and I miss you terribly, and I'm dying to see you.
All right. I'll be staying at Waldorf tomorrow. I will shoot you a text, and your answers are spot on.
I'm going out with one of my model friends tomorrow for drinks, so if you want to join, you're more than welcome.
All right. Shoot me a text.
Okay.
I got to say, though, you are really great on your toes with these answers.
Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it.
How do I listen to this other than on the phone?
You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/soundoff97413.
97413?
Yeah, or I can put a link up on her page.
All right, do that for me, please.
All right, thank you.
All right, Robin.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, Robin, I've got a question for you, and I'm excited
okay,
when I saw this. I haven't even seen this episode, but you were on Mob Wives, right?
Yeah, I was on Mob Wives. I'm friends with Rene Graziano.
You are?
Yeah.
Jeez. Somehow, some way, you have to get her on here because we love her in my house.
Oh, my God. She's awesome, right? And I love Big Ange, too.
Oh, stop it. I wish our show would have continued. We love the Mob Wives. We just love them. I love
yeah.
Karen as well. I love all, well, there's one I don't particularly like, but I'm not going to say her name. But, yeah, so tell me your experience on the Mob Wives, please. Because we're
my
big fans.
Experience
of
my on Mob Wives. Well, there is a boy named Derek Tobacco who was on Millionaire Matchmaker with me. He was the first millionaire on season 4, and he's a good friend of mine. And he knows I'm a big fan of Mob Wives. So he's like, well, listen, I'm good friends with Rene Graziano, and she wants you to come to her birthday party. So I'm like, okay, I'll go. I went, and then they made me sign a release, and I didn't realize they were filming for the new season of Mob Wives. So I was actually on season 2, episode 1 of Mob Wives. And Rene and the other girls are so lovely. They're so nice. We went to a strip mall in Staten Island, and we were partying like rock stars. And then I saw a vision from across the room called Big Ange. She was about 6'2" with like quadruple D breast implants and huge lips. And she was like the sweetest woman. And it was just like all the women there were very like, you know, they were very like done, you know, they were all dolled up. And I just really got along well with the Mob Wives. And, you know, I really love Renee. And, you know, it was just such a treat to be on the show.
Right. Oh, man, that's just, I've got to go look for that because it's just, it's awesome. I just got to tell you, I love Mob Wives. And I didn't even know you were on there, but I see it there. So I'm going to go find that and watch it. Okay, so we have another
okay.
caller. Okay, caller, go ahead. Where caller? Hello, welcome to Sound Off Farms. Can you please say your name, where you're from?
Hi.
Hello? Hello? Okay, I guess they're not there.
Some people get nervous.
Hello? They'll call back in. I don't know exactly what happened, but they'll call back in. And I went to your official website, and I have to tell you, I love your fingernails.
Yeah, they're Hello Kitty Chanel fingernails. I got them custom made. They're awesome.
So my question is now this. What is up with this Hello Kitty house you, they said, supposedly, that you're supposed to be building here? But I found this on curb.com. It said that you are the first one to build, in America, to build a Hello Kitty home in the Hamptons.
Yes. I'm the first person in America to build a Hello Kitty house in the Hamptons. What's a Hello Kitty house? It's very pink, very fabulous. I had custom Hello Kitty dishwashers and refrigerators flown from Italy. I have an all Chippendale construction crew. They're kind of not very smart. Like, one of them was trying to hammer with the wrong end of the hammer, so I had to turn around for him. But they're super hot. And I just, like, have such a good time watching them build it. And the reason I say it's the first Hello Kitty house in America is because there's already one in Taiwan. So, but America has never seen such a pink, beautiful Hello Kitty cute extravaganza before.
And everything inside your house is pink?
Everything.
Everything.
I take my dogs to the Hamptons, I dye them pink before they are allowed to walk in.
Oh, that's so cute. I don't know, personally, my wife doesn't like pink. We like the same color. But I just couldn't imagine a pink house, but I guess I'm just weird that way. Can you talk about your
I don't think a
show?
Hello Kitty house is aimed at your demographic. It's only for really fabulous women and fabulous gay men. I think straight men are kind of not as into Hello Kitty. I think they're more into, like, football.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a current football coach.
Exactly. So you're not a Hello Kitty fan.
No, actually, I love Hello Kitty, but I can't imagine myself.
You would never live in a Hello Kitty house, George.
I could. I'm not saying that I wouldn't. If my wife loved Hello Kitty as much as you do, I would live in it because she wanted it.
Oh, that's sweet.
But,
George, how do I find a man like you that would agree to live in a Hello Kitty house and would agree to get married to me in a Hello Kitty wedding in a pink tuxedo? It's been very, very difficult. The only guys that have agreed to do that were gay, and that kind of defeats the marriage purpose because we can't procreate. So what am I supposed to do?
I would say this. Find a mama's boy, because I'm a mama's boy, and, you know, I love my mama. So
yeah.
if you can find somebody who loves their mother more than themselves, then you can probably get somebody to do that. But I don't know how many people.
Okay,
like
I have
that,
an appeal to your listeners. Are there any mama's boys out there that love their mama that would be willing to get married in a Hello Kitty ceremony and live in a Hello Kitty house? Definitely call in and tell me your information, because I really need a guy that is willing to live in a Hello Kitty house, because most of my boyfriends are like football and they don't like Hello Kitty.
Well, if they're coming to see you, they have to swallow that pride.
They have to swallow their pride, but it's worth it. You know, I think the upside is a lot more positive than the downside.
Okay, let's get back to this caller who called in, who slipped in. Hello, caller from the 662 area code. Welcome to Sound Off Forums. Can you say your name and where you're from, please?
Hi, I think the system messed up because I didn't request to be in the queue. But as long as I am, Robin, how about you? This is Roger from Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Roger.
How would you build your hobbies to include more people that then you would bump into people with similar interests? Do you see what I'm getting at?
Are you talking about making new friends that share your interests?
Yes.
So I love Pomeranians. So I joined this Pomeranian club on meetup.com. So every month I would go to the Pomeranian meetup and I'd hang out with my dogs and other Pomeranians. I ended up becoming friendly with the president, and she actually ended up babysitting one of my Pomeranians when I was on a meeting. And then she ended up making me the vice chair of the Pomeranian Society on Meetup. So I think Meetup has a lot of different groups for different interests. And whatever your hobby, it's very cool to find like-minded people. So I definitely recommend that. Also, maybe if you have a class on your interest, like I've taken cooking classes, wine tasting classes, you're more likely to meet people who are into cooking or wine tasting. So I definitely think taking classes, doing meetup.com, and just getting out there. You're not going to meet anyone in your house. You got to go out
right.
there and mix and mingle, and then you'll meet people who are into your interests.
Very good.
Okay. I hope that was helpful. Yeah.
It was great.
It's great to hear your voice, Roger.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. We're running out of time, but we're going to take a couple more callers. The caller from 862 area code, welcome to Sign Off Forums. May I have your name and where you're from?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hey, Robin. How are you?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
Oh, this is Adriana. I wanted to tell you that I love you so much that I'm a fan of yours.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to talk to you, Adriana.
Oh, my God. I love you so much.
I love you so much just for, like, being a fan.
The idea of you having a Hello Kitty house is hilarious. I don't think nobody can do that ever.
Nobody in this country. There's a person
nobody,
in Taiwan that has one.
Not in this
one.
Country, not in Dubai. That is the top of the countries ever and anywhere in the world. I think you're the best. I love you.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
And I just wanted to tell you, I didn't want to ask you anything, but I wanted to tell you that I hope you find a guy in your life that wants to marry you, not only to live in a Hello Kitty house with you, but I will love you forever for who you are and for what you can give them in life. So I pray to God that you find the right God and God bless you.
Oh, my God, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. I hope God answers your prayers and finds me a husband, like, soon.
He will. He will in the right time.
Thanks, Adriana.
You know,
you're so sweet.
Everything comes in the right time, the right way. So
exactly.
I know God has someone for you on this earth and is going to love you forever and ever. With
aww.
Hello Kitty, without Hello Kitty, with whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love you very much, okay?
Oh, I love you very much. Thank you so much for calling, sweetie.
Okay, God bless you
okay.
all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Hello, area code from 0115. I know it's out of the country, so say your name, where you're from. Hello? Hello? Okay, we'll come back to that
it
person.
It sounds like their connection may be messed up. Yeah.
Yeah, Erico 239. Hello, welcome to Sign Off Forums. Can you please say your name, where you're from?
Hey, my name is Summer. Hey,
hi,
Robin.
Hello,
Summer.
How are you?
Are you my tutu designer?
I am your tutu designer.
Oh, my God, I love you.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I had to call you because it sounded – you know what?
What?
I have to tell you, my husband, when I met him, he had cats, and I didn't have cats because I've always been a really dog person.
Mm-hmm.
But from the time I was little – and I don't know, as long as I can remember, I have been the hugest Hello Kitty fan. I have – everything Hello Kitty. I do not nearly have what you have. Not nearly. But I have more than a grown woman usually has.
Yeah.
And when my husband is totally buys me all Hello Kitty stuff. He puts it in my stocking, buys it stuff. My birthday was last week. He buys
you have an awesome husband.
I know.
Wish a guy would
I
do
know.
That for me. Most of my guys, they don't know what Hello Kitty is.
That is crazy. Well, you know what? You're going to find them. I believe you are. I think you will. I think.
You think?
Yeah, well, the fact that you're getting out there like you are is what you have to do in the first place. I mean, you put yourself out there a couple of times, and honestly, I think Patty should have done way better for you.
Don't you think? Yeah.
Totally. I think you got let down. I really do.
I think
but,
Patty didn't have a lot of respect for me because I'm not like a size zero with silicone breasts and duck lips and a prostitute.
I think
that, those are the women
have,
who she likes, you know?
You know what? She likes to have more control over the other women. And
mm-hmm.
when you're a woman that has, you notice how all of the other millionaires, she has a problem with. Like,
mm-hmm.
she seems to have a problem with women in power. And, you know, I love what she's done, and it's a, you know, a place for you to be, for us to see people like you, and, you know, I mean, because I don't know a lot of other women that are blonde, curvy, and love Hello Kitty. I do not, and, you know, I love your dogs.
Aww.
Paris.
Can I tell them what you did for me?
Yes.
So Summer owns this really awesome shop on Etsy. What's it called, Summer?
It's called Cali Girl Creations, and we're on Facebook. We have our own website. It's, you know, CaliGirlCreations.com, and that's with a Z.
Yeah. So she doesn't even, like, make dog clothes usually, but she hit me up on Twitter, and she's like, I love Bruiser and Paris Hilton, your Pomeranians. I want to make them custom Hello Kitty tutus. I'm like, Hello Kitty? Okay, let's do it. So she sent me these tutus. And I was expecting, you know, they'd be like, okay, tutus, whatever. They were the most gorgeous tutus I've ever seen in my life. I put them on Bruiser and Paris. They were so happy. Poor Bruiser, you know, his tail is very fluffy. He looked like a Thanksgiving turkey because his tail pushed up the tutu.
I know, because it fanned out. I know.
Yeah, they were so cute. And everyone on Facebook and everyone on Twitter went nuts for these tutus. So, I mean, Summer was, like, so kind to send me those tutus, but it wasn't, like, just she sent me, like, a free gift. She sent me something that, like, I loved. It was, like, perfect. Like, if I can imagine a gift in the mail, it would be those tutus.
And you know what? When I was done with them, I was like, oh, my God, I wish I could make you one. I felt like it was missing a third one because you guys are all always together and you're always matching. I was like, God, I wish I got to make you something. I got to make you something to match.
Is this the first dog tutus you've ever made or no?
No, we have a little 5-pound chihuahua named Dolce, and she's got one eye, and my daughter started making tutus for her. And then people started asking us to make them for their babies.
Your baby tutus are so adorable. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, everyone should buy them for their babies because they're like, they look like little baby ballerinas.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right on the website. Really cute.
And they have all different colors. They have different sports teams, different things, like whatever you're into. Like she made me Hello Kitty. She can make you custom whatever you're into.
We just launched our 5,000 fan giveaway tonight.
Ooh.
And it's got like, I think it's got over 500 prizes. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, so that means that 500 people are all going to get a prize.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, and all you
I
have to do
I would definitely go it, there and try to get a prize.
It's all free to add, but honestly, we just made these dresses. I just had to make them for your babies because you cannot live in such a beautiful home with tons of beautiful Hello Kitty memorabilia and not have matching dresses.
You're so
Summer, would
great.
You like me?
That was like the missing piece to my life were those tutus.
Oh, I'm glad you appreciate it.
I love you, Summer. I think you're so sweet for sending them to me. And it was like the best gift I've ever gotten in my life.
You know what? I will tell you something else. I am sorry I didn't get to see you in the fashion show. I will just say that.
That's okay. You know.
I will say that that's too bad. I was looking forward to it because I thought that you were like the big star that I thought they, you know, had that was going to shine in their dresses, but I miss seeing that. Just wanted you to know that.
Oh, you're so sweet. I appreciate it. Yeah, I just started modeling. So last week I did a cover shoot for a magazine. This week I was at a celebrity fashion show. And, you know, it's really fun. Like, I take whatever comes to me. Like, some guy came to me with a hip-hop single, and he's like, I want you to sing on my rap song. Will you sing? And I'm like, absolutely. So I just take
totally.
Like all the opportunities that come my way and try to like have fun and explore different options.
And you know what? You know what's happening? You're living your life now. So when you get married, you're not going to feel like you missed out on anything. You're following everything, you know?
Exactly.
And I applaud you for that.
I mean, I feel like in life you have to go after your dreams and just, like, live the life of your dreams, because if not now, when are you going to do it?
That's exactly
That's
right.
True.
That's all you got is today.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I got tomorrow because it's coming in 10 minutes. All right, well, I just wanted to call you and tell you that I'm really glad that you that I, you know, got to know you and got to send you the dresses, and I think I definitely think if you hang in there, you're going to find a really good guy.
Thank you so much, Summer. It was great to hear your voice, and thank you so much for sending Bruiser and Paris the tutus. And
awesome.
I just think you're fabulous, and you're definitely my favorite dog and baby fashion designer.
Thank you. I appreciate
okay.
it. All right.
Thanks, Summer.
You take care. Have a good night. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to another caller. We're calling from area code 678. Area code 678. Hello, welcome to Sound Off Forms. Can you please say your name, where you're from?
My name is Raymond. I actually moved to Broadbrook, Connecticut from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Raymond.
Hi there.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm so excited. I just happened to get on Facebook and saw that you were on here, and saw you on the Millionaire Matchmaker.
What'd you think?
And after that, I enjoyed it. You're very sweet and very bubbly, and I really enjoyed it. And I love you in the brown hair, by the way.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
I love you both ways. So I mean, you look good in either way. So, but I really did. You know, I like both. So I wanted to tell you that. But
thanks.
You seem like a really cool chick, and, you know, I'd love to be able to be friends with you. I know that we'd be, like, best buds. I was telling my partner, I said, you know, most gay guys have a girlfriend, and I said, you know, she'd be perfect for me. you'd be like my little Pomeranian, but
Can I tell you, I am so pro-gay everything. My best friend was a gay man on American Idol. And,
okay.
You know, I am so pro-gay marriage that when they legalized gay marriage in New York, I went out and I got ordained online. So I'm an ordained minister in the state of New York. So I had two fans from Wisconsin fly in, and they're like, Robin, we want you to marry us. You said you're an ordained minister. So I'm like, yeah, I am. Okay, let's do it. So I married two gay gentlemen in Times Square. And
nice.
They're so happy, and it was the most exciting thing ever. So that's how, like, pro-gay rights I am, is that I marry gay guys.
Well, I could tell that about you. I actually was married to a woman for 23 years,
mm-hmm.
So this is kind of love number two. So kind of lucky to have two loves in my life. So, you know, you'll come across that right guy when, you know, when it's right, and you'll know it, and he'll know it, and
Oh, thank you for
saying
that. You give me hope.
Oh yeah, you're too cute not to be hitched. But you know, the guy that she fixed you up with that you really like, and you took him out on a kind of a date. He was pretty hot, so you know you have good taste, definitely.
You know, like most of the guys that were on the first episode, I wasn't really attracted to any of them. So I'm like, you know what? I could do it two ways. I could say, listen, Patty, none of these guys are good enough for me. I'm a snob, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not a snob, so I didn't want to act like one. So I'm like, you know what? I will pick the hot plumber, and I will just tell jokes the whole time, and I'll give them the best season of Millionaire Matchmaker they've ever had. And guess what? I totally did that. So, like, I don't know if you know Bryce Gruber. She was, like, the first episode on the New York season. And Patty's like, who do you want? And she's like, I don't like any of these guys. And Patty's like, well, then you can leave. So I didn't want to act like that. So I picked the hot guy who I knew I had nothing in common with. But, you know, I thought he was attractive. And I just had a very fun TV date.
Right. Well, you might as well. I mean, it was... you know, I thought you did fabulous. I was like, you know, go girl. You know, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. But, you know, who wouldn't want the hot guy?
Who wouldn't want the hot guy? And just because I'm a plus-size girl, I'm not entitled to, like, a super hot guy. Guess what? I get super hot guys all the time. So, it's very funny because on TV and in magazines, you see one way, and in real life, it's not really that way, you know? Like, most guys I've been really, really loved my body. They love my boobs, and they love my butt. So, but on TV... You know, Patty's like, well, you're not a size zero, so you're not entitled to a hot guy. That is BS. I'm totally entitled to a hot guy if that's what I want. I date all kinds of guys, but I just need someone that has something to bring to the table. So if you're super hot, but you're dumb as a box of rocks, I will date you. But if you went to MIT and run a hedge fund and you're worth $20 million, but you're ugly, I will date you. But I just need something. You know, I can't date someone with nothing. You know what I mean? You need some positive qualities to get my interest up.
So why didn't you just go out with Marcellus?
Oh, I flirted with Marcellus Hart. Marcellus actually said he wants to come to my Hello Kitty house. So I'm like, okay.
Well, you should check it out. I don't know. You look kind of good.
If there is a hot guy, I can't resist. I tried for a piece of that sexual chocolate, and, you know, Marcellus is flirting back, so I think it's going well. So we'll see what happens. Maybe
well,
I'll marry a football player.
You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not just into Matthew McConaughey. She asked me who my celebrity crush was, so I said Matthew McConaughey, but there's a lot of different types of people who I could be attracted to. I just need to find some kind of spark of attraction in them. So the guy that I'm with doesn't have to look like Matthew McConaughey. He has to have something very special about him, though.
Right. I mean, you definitely, you know, the looks fade. So, you know, you want to be able to laugh with somebody and just have a good time. Because if that quality is there, when both of you are, you know, 75 years old and you know, you're not really looking in the mirror anymore, nobody's checking you out, as long as you like each other and that person makes you laugh, I think that's huge. You know, it's not about money. It's not about, you know, what people have or don't have, I think. I mean, I'm only kind of looking from, you know, that's my viewpoint anyway.
I think you're a very wise man, and I think what you said hit the nail on the head. It's all about personality chemistry. It's not really about physical looks. Like, I had a boyfriend when I was 15. His name was Jared, and, you know, I recently saw him. I haven't seen him in a million years. And he kind of looked the same to me, even though he looks different, just because I remember him from when I was 15. And I remember we hung out and we had such a good time. He was such a chill guy that it's like you totally need a guy that gets you and has personality chemistry with you. And that's the most important thing, definitely. I'm not very looks-based, but, you know, if a guy doesn't really have anything except looks, you know, I'll try him out and I'll date him for his looks, you know. But in real life, I really want a guy who has a chill personality and appreciates my sense of humor and has a good sense of humor of his own.
Well, you know, you're totally in then because you're very fun. And you know, and there's plenty of guys out there that's going to be into you, you know, just because, you know, you're sweet. And as far as the weight thing, I mean, you know, there's guys out there that like, full figure gals. So
yes.
I wouldn't worry about that. I would totally just find somebody that, you know, that you click with and you'll be fine, you know. I did want to ask you, how did you get into the music business? I sing myself and, you know, I've never done really anything with it, but I have a good voice and I just wondered how you got into it.
Well, I kind of feel the same way. I feel like I have a nice voice. I've always sung around my apartment. I mean, Bruiser and Paris are dogs, so they're never going to go to Broadway. So the only chance they have at seeing a Broadway show is seeing Mommy sing and dance around the apartment. And they think I'm very talented. But, you know, they are dogs, so maybe they don't know. So one day this rap producer called me, and it's funny because I was friends with his cousin, and he's like, Robin, I love you on the show. I want you to sing on my new rap song. I'm like, rap? I'm not a rapper. How am I supposed to rap? He goes, no, you sing the hook and the rapper raps, and, you know, you make a duet together. I'm like, let's do this. So we went into the recording studio, and basically the way they make your voice sound very rich is they make you sing the same lyric over and over again. So I kept singing, come to me, I'll be a fantasy, like a million times. And then the five best ones of those, they put them together. So instead of Robin Kasner singing, it sounds like the Robin Kasner choir. And that gives your voice a very rich tone to it, like Mariah Carey. And then they kill it with auto-tune, you know? So it's very funny listening to your voice in the studio because they make it sound, like, really impressive. And the other thing is you need to sound like a couple with the person you're doing a duet with. So they're like, start moaning. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And they put that in the song. When I heard it, but they said if you sync a duet like you're a couple with the rapper, then it sounds much better, you know, because they said my motivation was like I'm every guy's fantasy and like, and the rapper's my boyfriend and we love being together. So, you know, it was super, super fun and it was awesome. And if you've never recorded a song in a recording studio, I highly suggest just rent some studio time. Get your friends, go into a studio and record a song because it's like nothing you've ever heard. And the coolest thing in the world is when I'm walking down the street and I see fans and they start singing my song to me on the street. I love it. It's like, it's so awesome. It just means so much to me. And it's like, you know, I've done so many crazy things since I've been on TV that I never would have done before. Like, I'm an ordained minister. I'm a plus-size model walking the runway. I'm a rap singer. There's, like, all these crazy things that I've been doing, and I've been given all these opportunities, and I'm just taking it by the hands, and I'm just going with it.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. We're closing down on your time, Robin, and I want to get one more caller in, and then we'll wrap it up because I know you got to go.
Okay, sweetie.
Hello, caller. Can you please say your name, where you're from?
It's not me,
hello?
Is it? Hello?
Yes, it is you.
Oh, my God. Robin, it's John Parkes from Long Island.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. First thing I want to tell you, I have a compliment and then a quick question.
Okay.
The compliment is that you went back on that show the second time. Because most people, I don't want to say most people, but I myself probably would not have done that. I wouldn't have had the confidence to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with everything you say about Patty and the, you know, the size zeros and the models and all that.
Exactly.
My question and I is also, and I think it's also, it's sort of part of my question. I think I've learned, you know, because of reality television, you learn, you know, what's real and what's not real. And real funny. Did you know Kelly Bensimon, who was on The Real Housewives of New York City?
Yes.
Well, I wrote a letter to her after the first episode. She wasn't even on when Bethany threw under the bus. And I said, Kelly, I bet you have friends that aren't fantabulous. And we, like, corresponded back and forth. She called me on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
My question for you is, A, what do I do to get to reality television? Or B, would you be on my audition tape?
Well, to get onto reality television, there's a lot of castings out there, and it's just like what you are willing to do. Like, I went into a development meeting with a production company that produces, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Right.
And they're asking me, well, would you be a surrogate to a – what?
I'm sorry. That was
would you be
Fox,
a surrogate to a gay couple? Would you carry their baby?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I guess – it was a meeting to get my own show, and it's like, what would you do to be on reality TV? So if you're willing to do anything, you can get on reality TV. And the other thing is, yes, I would be on your audition tape. If you're in the city, I would love to be on it, and I'll just, you know, do whatever you tell me
to. I would love to have you say hello. I would love to meet your dogs. Just by the way, I my part-time job is I take care of dogs, and I call myself VIP Pet Care Services. And my motto is, I'll take better care of your animals than you take care of them. And that people like that. But one thing I find is you should hopefully you'll meet somebody who's also an animal person, because I don't know if you've noticed, but people who are animal people are just really nice, good people.
Exactly. I feel like people who don't like animals, they have no soul. Like, my neighbor is so evil, and all she does is she keeps calling, like, the Department of Environmental Protection on my poor dogs.
Oh, God.
And she reports them for, like, noise pollution, even though, like, noise pollution is barking more than 10 minutes continuously, and they bark, like, for a second or whatever. So, but you know what good karma is? So I had the first dogs on my hallway. So then she kept, like, harassing me and harassing my dogs. So now there's, like, 10 dogs on my hallway. Everyone in my hallway got a dog. So that's what you get with messing with my dogs, because my dogs are my precious little angels. And if you can look at their little smile and have a heart of glass, there's something seriously wrong with you. So, I definitely think dog people are the best.
I totally agree with what you're saying. I'll tell you a funny little story. My friend has a Pekingese, and the funniest thing, you know the Pekingese dogs?
Yeah.
It's a she, and her name is Zoe. She prefers all the gay men that hang around her. She barks at women.
That's really weird, because I've heard of dogs barking at men, but not at women.
No, she does. She does. But one day, as a joke, I said, I live on Long Island, I said, let's take her to Saks Fifth Avenue. But she's a Saks Fifth Avenue kind of dog, the kind the rich lady from Park Avenue holds. So we walk in, and we have to get her out of there. She started, all these women started approaching her. She started barking. I'm like, Bobby, I don't think this is going to work. We better get out. Better get her out. But the funny thing is, I hope you don't think I'm crazy. I'm totally a dog person, and you'll probably get this. The Pekingese is also deaf. I find it very therapeutic to sit there and talk to the dog sometimes. My friends make fun of me, and I always feel better afterwards. And they're like, John, it's a dog, and the dog's deaf. I'm like, no, Zoe completely understands me.
Well, maybe Zoe can hear, like, the vibrations in your voice or feel the vibrations. And,
I think they can sense when people really love them and care.
And I look into Bruiser's eyes, and I talk to him a lot. And obviously he can't understand every single word I'm saying, but he can read the emotions on my face, and he's like the most sympathetic dog ever. And it's like if I'm crying, Bruiser starts licking my nose. So they know what's going on. Dogs are much smarter than people give them credit for. And it's very therapeutic to talk to your dog. And just to pet your dog is very therapeutic.
Oh, yeah.
And I just totally am with you on the dog thing. I think every person should have a dog. I mean, when I walk through the door, my dogs act like they won the lottery just because I walk through the door. They're so excited to see me. All they want to do is kiss
me. That's what I love about visiting my friend's house. I get like a greeting that no person would possibly give me. Like, you know, everybody starts barking and jumping up and down and wagging their tails. And it just makes you feel so good about yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
I just love dogs. I think everyone should have one. They're just like... You know, some of my friends are like, oh, I can never have a dog. It's too much work, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, what I give them is like a fourth of what they give me. They give me so much love.
Oh, I totally get it. The only reason I don't own any dogs now is I'm waiting until a little later in life when I'm retired, because I'm the type of person that would want to be around, a majority of the day with a dog, because I think that's the best thing to do. But real quickly before you go, you're going to laugh at this one. My dad had a poodle that he got a poodle rescue in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
He almost got arrested once. This takes the
game.
Oh no!
What did he do?
You're gonna love this. He was flying on supposedly a flight from Los Angeles, and they called it a through flight, but they had told him they were gonna use the same airplane. He somehow found out that they were changing the equipment of the airplane. My stepmother couldn't find him. Looks down, he's on the runway. He was on the runway.
Oh, my God.
The pilot understood everything. This was before 9/11. God, he really would have been arrested if it was after 9/11. But he was on the runway. The pilot reassured him everything was fine, introduced him to the person that was taking the dog over. And my dad, after that, the only way he would travel with the dog after that was, you know, putting the dog in a little bag and bringing the dog on board. After that event, like, scared, he was like, and, you know, when the dog died, I think you'll totally get this. I called members of the family. I said, do me a favor. Just pretend this is like me or my sister Jean dying, because that's how much the dog meant to him. And mm-hmm. a couple of them, you know, like said something like, oh, that's crazy. But
that's not crazy.
The ones that really got it, you know, totally got it. I treated it like a member of our family had died. You know, cards, the, you know, the whole bit. And he doesn't, you know, it's sad. He doesn't want to get another dog. I called the dog rescuer, actually, real funny story. Her name is Sally Perkins. She used to be a character actor in the 60s, a very rich woman in Beverly Hills. You come to her house. This is the best part. My dad went to the house, and she was very not nice to my dad and stepmother. She was, like, very cold to them, not speaking warmly. And all of a sudden, my dad sits down, and Bo, who became his dog, jumped on his lap. So she made some comment like, oh, I bet those nice pants of yours are going to get dirty. Doesn't that worry you? She goes, it's great. She goes, no, it's not at all. She goes, you know what? I think you'll pass my test and the paperwork and everything, and I think I'd like to give you
Hello?
A dog. But, yeah, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
We have lost contact. Hello?
Hello,
Hi.
I'm still here.
Hello?
Hi, I'm
we're,
sorry. I'm
we're
still
all here.
I got a bad cell signal. Can you hear me now?
Hi.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me? Hello?
George, we can hear you, but I don't think you can hear us.
No, I can't hear you. I can hear you guys, though.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Robin?
Yeah, keep talking.
Hello?
Hi.
It's John.
I can't hear
you. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, you do hear me. Oh, well, I was going to tell the story about the dog. So
yeah.
The dog, you want me to keep telling the story?
Mm-hmm.
So the dog, so my dad meets, you know, meets with the woman.
I don't have to call in.
Hello?
You can hear me, too.
Hello?
Hi, I'm listening, sweetie.
So basically what happened was he had found out about this woman in the Los Angeles Times and read an article. So after my dad signed all the paperwork, she goes, Larry, I got to show you a paper you don't normally read. I just want you to know how serious I am, that if there's any problems with this dog and you don't want him, you call me immediately. And I just need to know, let you know how far I will go. Well, the long and the short of it is this woman from Beverly Hills once found out that one of her dogs was given to somebody else and not given back to her. She scaled a fence and broke into a house to get the dog back. It was
oh
in the National
God.
Enquirer. It was
That's
in the
awesome.
National Enquirer. So it's just really great to talk to you, and I'm going to be on my audition tape, and I really give you kudos for going back on the show.
Can I tell you, it was a pleasure talking to you. I think you're
great.
Fabulous. I think if you want to be on reality TV, you can do it. It's up to you. Just keep pursuing it, and don't let anyone tell you you can't.
Just one quick question. Do you check Craigslist and stuff like that, or just do general Google searches for casting reality shows?
You can check
Craigslist,
but there are a lot of scammers out there. So just,
okay.
You know, buyer beware. Don't give any money to any casting
right.
people because
okay.
it's not legit.
I really appreciate it. If you ever need a dog sitter, I've got good references, and I even know how to do CPR to a dog.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. That's so sweet.
No problem. You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Robin, it's we're over time, and I thank you very much for coming
on
the show.
Thank you, George. It was such a pleasure being on your show. I'm so happy, and I got to talk to, like, a lot of my fans, and I'm just, like, so thrilled to be on your show. Thank you so much. It's so sweet for you to invite me.
No, it's my pleasure. I really, really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show. Please come back, and we can do it again, and we have more time to do more questions and more phone calls. So,
that would be great.
Thank you,
thank you for having me, sweetie.
Okay, I apologize for the people who didn't get to call in and talk to Robin. I had such a fun time doing it, and I was trying to get everybody's questions in, but we had a technical problem, and I wasn't able to get in like I wanted to fix it. But if you have any questions, please email me at soundoff. 97413@gmail.com. Or you can go to my Facebook page and you can ask me questions there for Robin. And I'm sure I'll shoot her an email about those questions. And when next time she comes on, hopefully she can give us a little bit more time. But she had company, so this is how it rolls sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. But I really thank everybody for listening in tonight. Tonight was a special treat for us here on Sound Off Forums. Just to recap the night, there were some things that she said that I find very funny and amusing in a good way. Her suggestion of dating, she said date three men at the same time, just in case one falls off the wagon. And me knowing a lot of my friends out there, I don't know if they would go for that. Because in this relationship kind of thing, they would say it would be prudent or it would be right for them to do it because you're not getting to know them. But everybody has their styles of dating, and that's just her style. It works for a lot of people out there. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I just know some of the women that I talk to that are my friends wouldn't go for that. And then the second thing would be the Hello Kitty house. Now, I am not by all means a manly man or a girly man. I'm just, you know, down the road, I'm sensitive because, you know, my house right now is full of girls. I grew up with my mother and my sister. So, you know, I got a little, you know, softness for women. And plus, I'm a mama's boy. So I would not mind living in a Hello Kitty house. I would not mind living with dogs. It wouldn't really necessarily bother me. I'm more of a cat person, but I just don't, you know, me personally, I don't really like, you know, hanging out with dogs. But that doesn't mean I don't like dogs. I love dogs. I just like watching them on TV and stuff like that. I love animals on TV and in the zoo, but that's just me, you know. Another thing, if you ever get a chance, go check out the episode with her being, with Robin being on the Mob Wives. She talked about Renee. We love Renee in our house. And we definitely, I love Karen. And we love Big Ange. So if we can get Andrita, and so if we can get those ladies on there on Sign Off Forums, it would be a great year for us. I mean, to get the Mob Wives on here. Especially Big Ange, I'm telling you, we are mob. When it comes to the Mob Wives, New York, we love them. We watch every season. I don't know what happened this season, but I don't know. Maybe the new cast members. Maybe I don't know, but I'm looking forward to see what is yet to come. There is also what other thing that we talked about that was really inspiring. She also said that she was working previously on a fashion runway show with other BBW models, and it was for a charity event. It was to raise money for breast cancer awareness. That is something that, you know, she continues to do that's positive. And I encourage you to continue to do things that is encouraging for others. Not everybody's going to be a millionaire. Not everybody's going to be financially stable to do certain things. But know that God gives you opportunities in every way. This, my friend Brooke from Utah, hopefully I can get her on. She's Miss Utah 2012-2013. She does some awesome charity work with children. And I was on a Rocky show on Blog Talk TV a couple of weeks ago, and Brooke has given me some great insight as far as the subject that we were talking about. And, she uses her BBW frame with positivity and beauty. I mean, elegance. She's a very beautiful woman, and she uses that to help others to empower them. And we are able to empower people, and we don't even know it. So when you're thinking that you can't do anything positive, you turn and look at somebody else's situation, and their situation could be a whole lot worse than yours, and make your situation seem very small. And we need to also remember that, that regardless if you are a millionaire, regardless if you're the poorest person on this planet, regardless if you're a superstar, regardless if you're a movie star, or you're just the average person who works at McDonald's, you can find ways to inspire people around you and show love. We talked about this yesterday on the show. Love is the most important thing that was given to us by Jesus. And if we can continue to spread the love and do something positive. Now, let me say this. There was this Facebook, somebody posted this on Facebook, and I loved it. It was just so American, the America that I love and like. She pulls up to the window, and she goes up to pay. She orders Egg McMuffin and a coffee, and she goes up to pay, and she says, oh, the person in front of you already paid for it. So she said, okay, well, fine, I'll pay for the person behind me. And at that moment, it was like a chain. It was like a chain of people paying for each other's breakfast. And I thought that was very inspiring. I thought that was very American. That shows the love that we have, regardless of who was in the car. Didn't matter if they were big, fat, white, black, Chinese, Mexican. It didn't matter. All they were doing is showing that love and generosity, the charity that Jesus asks us to give each and every day. And so when Robin comes on and she was saying that, you know, she wants to, she didn't know that she was a role model, and then she realized that she was, it's very mind-blowing when it comes to the idea of what type of responsibility you have as a human being. And this is what the sign-off forms is about. It's about love, showing that we can make this world a better place. There's just too much things that are going on that we cannot just put our fisher's net down and grab up all the fish that we can possibly give and feed and nurture everyone. It's just amazing, amazing time that we had tonight to reflect on certain things that was said by Robin and also said by some of the callers that called in. One gentleman, I think his name was Roger, he asked, how can you live your life so positive without other people draining your happiness? And she said, just be yourself. You know, you got to shake that off, because there are going to be negative vibrations. You know, there are going to be negative vibrations, and the negative vibrations is what it is, but you've got to take that positivity and turn it into the negativity and turn it into a positivity, because if you don't do that, then you're going to continue to beat yourself down. I'd like to thank everybody who called in. I would like to thank the listeners that listened tonight. It was awesome. It was such a great treat for myself. Robin was the first celebrity actually on the show. Hopefully we can get others on there. Hopefully we can talk Robin into trying to talk to her friends to get have the Mob Wives on here, because I'm telling you, we love Mob Wives. We do. And this message is for the BBW community. I would like to thank you for supporting Sound Off Forums, not only for myself, but for the community, because, see, when we as a people began to get a voice, the voices will continue to spread. And that's what's happening to Sound Off Forums. This platform right here is not for me to be successful as far as being famous or being a celebrity. I don't need fame. I don't need it at all. I am successful. I am successful how I am now. This platform is for the people. This Sound Off Forums is for the truth, to get the knowledge of truth and love and justice out to the people that need it. So, you know, some radio stations like to ask for donations. I would never ask for a donation. There's no reason for me to have any type of reason to ask, like I said, for donations, because, listen, it's a show. It's a radio show. I pay the money for the show. The show goes on. We're continuing to have fun. Depending on what the subject is, you may like it. You may not like it. It's not for everybody, but it is a platform for everything to be talked about. Take off the gloves, everything. And if you have questions or you have issues or concerns, there is always a time to call in or email me so we can get together and we can come up with a show and make sure we give factual information, truthful information about what is real and what is not real. And that's what the basis of this show is. And it's with the grace of God, the grace of Jesus that gives us the ability to continue to do these things. And let me say this too. This show will continue to go on whether it's one listener or two listeners, because it is about the people. And when the people's voice has been muted, we have no society. My name is George Beverly. This is Sound Off Forums. The next time I see you or hear you, you should be sounding off. Thank you and good night.